you're paying a lot more than just rent.
That's right.
You know, you don't have to worry about that tax bill at the end of the year, you know. But clients don't understand that. And yeah. I want to be that face that first-time home buyers can hand me all those rocks off their shoulders so that they don't, and let me handle it. Let me get them into a home.
I love that. Welcome to Real Estate Success Partner. We're your hosts, Devin Dubuque.
David Wynn.
And we're here to talk about how to have great success in every market. Hey, today, guys and gals, we got a really awesome agent. And David, this is one of yours, brother. Who did you bring today?
He is one of mine. I can't wait to introduce him to the world. It's Hayden Hall from Granbury, Texas, with Epic Realty.
Epic he is, dude.
He is epic. You know, I got a little more walk-ups. He was voted best realtor in 22 and 23 in Hood County, I believe.
That's right.
Hayden Hall.
Hayden, welcome. Welcome to the show. We're excited to have you here. So tell us a little bit. So are you from Granbury originally?
Yes, born and raised.
Born and raised in Granbury.
Well, that's good and bad. Yeah. I mean,
well, you're still there.
Like, I want to move to Hood County. I want to move to Granbury. Yeah. And I'm like, really? I'm just like, just because I know every street and every corner and all that.
Well, we always talk about that. We think that's a good thing in realty to know the market that you serve, right? Because it gives you a really good footprint of helping people understand where they might want to be, where they're going to align with, what's the right neighborhood for them to be in, right?
Right.
So born and raised in Granbury and went to school there. What'd you do when you finished school?
Well, I graduated when I was 15 years old.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, yes,
childhood prodigy.
That is, I mean, it's somewhat because I'm smart, but also because I was bullied really, really bad in my younger years in school, unfortunately. And I just decided just to hit the ground rolling.
Yeah.
And then I started my career with AT&T.
Okay.
I've always had a passion for real estate.
Yeah.
Since probably about 9 years old.
Okay.
I was that weird kid that my mom would want to move, and I would just be like, oh my gosh, let's go look at this one. Mom, let's go look at this one.
That's
and
awesome.
I could just imagine everything in that house.
I love that.
And I've always been like really good at designing and interior and stuff like that. And I have family and friends in real estate.
You certainly know how to put an outfit together. There's no question about that. So, you know, and that's awesome because it's in the blood, right? You know, you grew up with a passion, you know, for design and real estate. And at the end of the day, here you are, years later, you know, bringing that that dream to life. And I love that. I love that for you. So that's
When I started my career with AT&T, I mean, I did see a future. I grew like there was a future. I went all the way from retail sales rep to all the way to store manager and even moved to Keller. And
that's great.
I was trying to think future wise, like who's to say AT&T's doors are open in the future? I mean, maybe they're all digital,
right?
You know, we don't know, but real estate will always be here and it's always been a passion. So one day I woke up, quit my job, and I told myself I was either going to sink or I was going to swim.
Love that.
And I've swam ever since with no life jacket. So,
well, we know, Hayden, but how long is that? How long have you been in real estate?
2020.
Okay.
2020?
So
technically, if you really want to be real, 2018 is when I first got licensed.
Okay.
But I really wasn't.
You were dipping your toes in.
Right.
Weren't quite ready to make the plunge.
And so I let my license expire, and then, but I fully went full time in 2020.
You knew what you wanted to do.
I'm always interested in people that start in 2020. I mean, if I remember right, COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of scary way to start real estate.
It was definitely a scary time.
I mean, it was definitely a crazy market, definitely to start in. I mean, but it taught me a lot.
That's right.
You know, like when clients come to me and they say, I don't want to buy a house right now because my interest rates are just too high. I'm just like, okay, what are you paying right now? They're like $1,800. I'm like, do you understand you have 100% interest rate now?
100%.
And 20 years ago, a good interest rate was a 16, 17%.
It certainly was.
Yep.
It certainly was. You know, I got in the industry, so you say 20 years ago. Not quite 20 years ago was it in the 16s. It was in the 6s, but right before that, it would have been in the 16s. I got in 20 years ago. So I've been in for 21, 22 years now, right? And you're 100% correct. 6s, which is pretty much where we're at today, right? That was a refi boom. That was a refi boom, right? Sixes. And you're 100% correct in the fact that there's a lot of people that are on the fence right now and a little scared about buying a house. Dave and I just did our weekly update. And, you know, one of the things we talked about, market rates will come down this year, but we still have a housing shortage, right?
Right.
There's an inventory issue. And last time I looked, when we have an inventory shortage and a lot of buyers come back to the market, what ends up happening to the purchase price of a home?
It's just like the whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
To me, it made buyers start thinking differently.
It did.
I feel like, yes, people come to me like, I wish we had another COVID year as an agent. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's more money, you know, but
right.
I look in my career, when I got my license, I had to ask myself, what is going to make me different than all these other realtors?
That
is basically putting my clients' needs and wants as my first priority. I follow my code of ethics.
Yeah.
I follow my fiduciary duty. It's not always about money.
I'm in
this to build relationships, and I want clients to call me, you know, 5 years down the road.
And they will.
You know,
they will, because they're going to hear this podcast, and they're going to know how genuine you are, right? Because you just said that agents that you work with or have worked with, right? We're not going to name any names here, right? We're not going to shame anybody. Have said, hey, look, man, I wish we had another COVID year. And you said, hey, that was fantasy land, right?
Right.
And sure, we made a lot of money, but were we really serving our customers? And I think that's a great point, because a lot of people said, man, but I got a great rate and I bought a house. But a lot of people bought the wrong house.
And now they're...
And they paid more money for it than they should
have. They're suffering for it now.
And they're suffering
because they can't refinance. You know, they're upside down in different things.
Yeah.
But it's like that COVID year... I had clients that I was working with that paid that $40,000 over asking, that gave those appraisal waivers.
That's right.
But I have such a heart and a passion for first-time home buyers.
Right.
And if we ever had a COVID market, there wouldn't be no first-time home buyers.
Everybody
would be struggling
for
first-time home buyers, and they already do anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Well, COVID wreaked havoc on our entire economy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because again, we talk about inflation, you know, well, wow, what happened with inflation? We had no materials, a shortage of homes, and everybody's bidding to say, I want the product, whatever the product was. We're not just talking about housing, we're talking about everything. And it just drove up price and drove up price and drove up price. And now here we are in a situation where the rates are higher and the everything that we're purchasing is higher. And everybody's going, give me better rates. But you know, you give them better rates, do we just create another problem? Right?
Right.
And I think that's why the feds have been holding back on reducing the rates, because they want to control the inflation so we don't have another situation where things go out of control and people can't afford their homes. And Hayden, what you're saying is, I want to take care of my consumers and I want to make sure that they're making smart decisions that are going to help them make them financially wealthy, right? Because what we know is that a home is a means to people building financial wealth.
Right.
But only when it's purchased at the right price, in the right market.
I mean, if I'm talking to, say, a first-time home buyer, or I mean, I've even worked with clients that have bought multiple homes, and they're, you know, they sold during COVID and now they're renting and they're, you know, talking about the interest rates being high. And I'm like, you pay $2,000 a month right now in rent. That's $24,000 a year.
That's it.
Gone.
That's right. And if
and
you
see, my mindset is like, if you take that $2,000,
you took it out of my mouth.
You know, it's like that is covering a lot of clients don't understand what's all included in a mortgage payment.
That's right.
And see, I was even thinking of hosting a class in Granbury to let people come in, so I can explain what taxes and what everything is involved.
We'll join you on
that
class.
Payment.
Yeah, we'll come out.
Because it's just like you're paying a lot more than just rent.
That's right.
You know, you don't have to worry about that tax bill at the end of the year,
That's it.
But clients don't understand that. And I want to be that face that first-time home buyers can hand me all those rocks off their shoulders so that they don't, and let me handle it. Let me get them into a home.
I love that.
Well, you know what's weird? That. Last time I checked, it doesn't matter what the interest rate is. Last time I checked, isn't all mortgage interest rates a write-off?
Yeah, there's definitely...
it's all a write-off, but the thing about it, you could always refinance.
Yes.
There's write-offs, you could refinance, you know, but what you're talking about is, you know, your rent is $2,000 a month, you're paying it, you don't actually earn any equity, but when you purchase a home, you're earning equity, right? And we know the average equity, regardless of what the market is 5 to 10% a year, right? So you take that homeowner, and let's just say we're talking about a $300,000 home, you know, essentially, what is that if a 10% gain? That's $30,000. A 5% gain, that's $15,000, right? So not only are you putting the $2,000 towards a mortgage, a portion of that goes to taxes and insurance, but a big portion of that's going to go to paying your principal balance down. Your balance is going down while your equity position is moving up. Right.
Then you take advantage of those, you know, rates going down and different things.
And then you refinance.
People think rates are going to increase. And I'm like, look, I can't tell you they're going to go up or they're going to go down.
Right.
Even loan officers don't know.
Sure.
They don't wake up the next morning and just hope that it's lower or hope that it's higher.
Well, but what we do know is Jerome Powell just spoke this week and said rates will go down this year. So we know we'll see it.
Yep.
The question is how much of an impact is that going to have? And realistically, I think a lot of people are going, well, they're going to go back to the threes. We're not going to see that, guys. You know, at the end of the day, from all the information that we receive, and we get a lot, right, we'll be lucky to see low fives by the end of the year. In fact, the projection is high fives is going to be the average rate. And let's talk about that, because some people go, well, I can get a five with a lender right now. Yeah, but you're paying points to get that five.
Yep.
What we're talking about, fives where you don't pay points, where you can potentially get to the fours, but you're going to have to pay points to buy that down. So our best case scenario by the end of the year from the experts that are out there that are speaking, and this is also on news coming straight from the feds, is we'll see rates in the high fives by the end of this year on average, which does give people the ability to see fours, but they're going to pay points to see those fours. And at the end of the day, sure, rates are coming down, but you can buy the house now. You can refinance it later. Start gaining your equity position today. Start getting that 5 to 10% and get in before the craze where the rates drop, right?
And well, that's what I've been telling, you know, buyers as well and clients that I've been working with, because they're just like, well, you know, we can just wait, you know, 6 months. And I'm just like, hey, let me compare now versus that 6 months.
That's right.
If we wait 6 months, we're going to be walking into a house and I have to be the bad guy that you're going to be upset with, because we're going to be up against multiple offers and you're not going to have any money to beat those offers.
That's right.
Or we're going to have to figure out and put our brains together to make our offer, you know, stronger than these other ones.
Yeah.
But right now, if you buy closing cost, you won't even know. You won't even have to know the definition of closing cost.
That's
because
right.
The last five deals I've had, I've gotten $10,000-$15,000 in concessions.
That's
because
right.
Sellers are struggling.
They're negotiating. They're willing to
and
negotiate.
And they're willing to, hey, give me a full price offer. I will give you, you know, 6% concessions,
with your closing costs,
or
right.
buy down your interest rate,
exactly,
or whatever it may be.
That's exactly
when rates
right.
come down,
they're not going to be so willing to
whole
negotiate.
Whole different ball game.
They're going to go, give me. I need
and
some more.
And on top of that, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be paying for that title policy, that survey.
That's right.
You know, it's like right now, you can get everything covered.
You can.
Because you can always refinance.
And you take a slightly higher rate, but then, like you said, you refinance when the rates come down. While everybody else is overpaying for houses, you've already bought yours at a reasonable price. Mm-hmm. And now you just put yourself right back into a
smarter,
better
payment
position.
Harder.
That's it. That's it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, one thing I will mention, you said there's not a lot of options out there for people that don't have the extra money to come over the top to win the bid. A program that Dave will talk to you about some point in time, and consumers, you guys should know this too, called the Smart Buy, will allow
I've already
you
stopped
to,
your website.
Yeah, will allow for you to utilize the bank's money to pay over the top to win the bid. So in those markets, we do have a solution for that, right?
Yep.
But at the end of the day, you're right. Most consumers come into the table, like, I got my down payment money, I got my closing cost money, or I need the down payment, I need the closing cost, but I will never be able to win the bid. And that's where you get into markets like we had in COVID, and those people just couldn't buy a house. And in fact, right now, it's probably, if you're a government homeowner, like meaning you need government financing, FHA or VA or USDA financing, this is the best time to get into the market, because I know you'll remember this, Hayden. Were people accepting government loan options
Mm-mm.
during COVID? They wanted cash
or
they wanted conventional
with a 20%
down.
I actually worked with a client that put 54% down conventional.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my goodness. Like,
In
FHA, it was like it just disappeared.
You couldn't do it. Nobody would take
VA,
take those deals.
I did do a couple. VA is a good one.
It's a great
program. I would say VA and conventional to me.
Yeah.
If I'm representing my sellers, those are going to be my strongest offers.
Yeah. So, of course.
Now, when it comes to like FHA and USDA, those weren't a thing when COVID was a thing.
Yeah, well, they were a thing, but nobody's accepting those offers.
But nobody, like when you talked to clients about it, they were just like, what's that?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, and at the end of the day, if you were going to buy a house and you were going with an FHA loan or a USDA loan, you were probably buying the ugly duckling. The one that nobody really wanted, right? So it's like, yes, you can have, here's your list of houses you can buy. It's these two, and everybody else gets to pick from all these, right?
And see, like this market up here, night and day. I believe, see, that's what makes me different than other agents is, like when I run comps for a property, you know, that's ready to be listed.
Right.
You know, like a client will be like, well, this other agent told me, you know, this price or this price per square foot.
Right.
I'm like, you want to know why? Because they're running comps on this house, but they're pulling comps from this neighborhood.
Here, exactly.
And that's not how you run comps.
That's it. You're right.
You do it within that same neighborhood.
You do it within the radius.
Because they all offer different you know, things.
Absolutely.
But like in Hood County and Granbury, even Glen Rose and our little surrounding areas.
That's right.
There is so many new subdivisions going in.
Yeah.
Where we live, there is 86 homes being built right now. Right. And people always come to me and they're like, why do you want to live way out there? Because I live in Granbury. But I live, like, you come into Granbury? No. You have about another 20-minute drive to get to me. But the reason why I bought there is because while these homes are improving,
that's right,
these roads are going to be redone. There's going to be more homes. What does that mean?
That's it.
More equity.
Well, let's talk about that, Hayden, because that's smart investing. And I did something very similar, right? So I live in Salina, Texas, which is north of Frisco. For those of you who have no idea what that means, north of Plano, north of Dallas, right? North of Addison, north of Dallas. But at the end of the day, it's at the end of the tollway, right? At the end of the rainbow. And when I bought out there, everybody was stopping at Highway 380 because they said, I'm not driving past 380, right? The problem was, what they didn't know was the tollway was going to be extended out past 380, and eventually it was going to be very simple to get out to that property, maybe only about a 5-minute drive instead of a 15-minute drive on an access road, right? What ends up happening is everybody gets trapped at 380, and they can't get in or out of their home.
It's kind of like 35.
That's it. So I thought about that ahead of time, and I bought two properties out there and was able to see a substantial improvement. In fact, the first one I bought was 405 and sold that within 2.5 years for a $250,000 profit. The second one I still live in today, I'm not going to talk about what that one cost or where it's worth today. What I can tell you is I have about $500,000 worth of equity, right? Simply by buying a property in the right price. And that's what Hayden's talking about is, I'm buying a home that's out here where maybe most people go, man, that's a little bit farther than I want to go. But at the same time, you see the good thing coming, which is all the roads are coming that way. All the construction's coming that way. Mm-hmm. And when the equity pops for you, everybody else may see a 5 to 10% increase. You'll see 20-30% increase.
In Granbury, we have two zip codes.
Yeah.
We have 76049 and 76048.
That's right.
76049 is a whole different market than 76048 because we're closer to DFW. We're closer to Fort Worth, the malls, stuff like that. So like, you can take a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house in my neighborhood, and then take one over on that side of town, and you're talking $150,000, $200,000 difference just to live on that side of town.
That's right.
And clients are like, well, I want to be, you know, on this side.
I'm
like, well, I do too.
Yeah.
But I'm going to save this money.
That's right.
And I'm going to make that extra commute because I'm 15 minutes to town.
That's it.
I mean, it's not horrible.
Right.
But by the time I'm going to be able to invest that equity into a house on that side of town when we're ready.
And the smart person goes, I'm just going to buy one house. I'm going to buy 10. Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy 10.
That's how my brain's thinking too. I'm like, I want 10 Airbnbs.
I'm going to buy 10. Because what I know is that when this area is obviously developed, I just made multiple millions, right?
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. And I love that. I love that you have the integrity to explain that to your consumers, right? And help them make an educated buying decision. And they may still go, but I still want to be on that side of town.
I do a lot more than what I guess I wouldn't say. I don't. It's not really a job to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's a career. But
right.
What's asked from me?
Yeah.
I can't think of another agent would think like I think and offer the things. Like, I go to inspections. I mean, I'm 100% involved.
Yeah.
If you're the lender or the loan officer,
yep,
I'm CC'd on every email,
of
no
course.
Matter what.
So as
and
it should be.
If some, you know, everything in real estate is a timeline.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if you don't meet your timeline, guess who's coming knocking on your door?
That's it.
Me.
That's
and
it.
Now I'm not in the pink suit.
But number one in Hood County 2 years in a row, right? And at the end of the day, that says something. And this is what you're getting with that number one title. It's not just about the money. It's about the experience that is being provided, right?
Right.
The honesty, the integrity, leading people in the right direction, and making sure that the service they're getting is on a level that most people don't understand.
And I also got the honor to be in the 2024 Top Agent magazine. That happened last month.
Awesome.
And then I got 4 rewards from Rate My Agent: 20% satisfaction, going above and beyond for clients. I got number one in Granbury and number one in Hood County through them.
That's awesome.
So it's just like, it's a complete honor. You know, I'm not bragging. Yeah. I'm not the bragging type.
Well, it's an honor to be here with you, right? Your accomplishments are impressive for 4 years in the business.
Yeah, right? Hey, you know,
people are like, hey, Mom, look, there's the dude in the pink suit. That's the dude online. I'm like, oh my God.
Can I tell you? Great brand.
It's a brand.
You know what?
I decided to do it.
It's a brand.
In 2022,
it's a brand.
When yes. I won.
I'm all about brand.
Like, this is the best thing I've ever decided
absolutely.
To do.
Absolutely.
This is the best.
It may be the best thing you've done because now you stand out. You separate yourself from every other realtor. And last time I saw, there's a choice, even in Granbury, of who you want in real estate.
We have, I believe the last time, I think we have like 430 agents.
Yeah. So
in Hood County.
So, that's awesome. So with that being said, you separate yourself.
To be where you are. Exactly.
We can always tell you're passionate of what you do and everything else. But
absolutely.
Let's talk about how you get your leads or referrals. Because, you know.
Before we touch on that, I want to mention one thing. You know, you talk about the branding of the suit. And we talk about how that actually works and impacts. I know another loan officer, actually, a great friend of mine, who he's known for, originally was a superhero costume. That's how he's branded. He's got it on a billboard. He has it on a book that he passes out. It's a realtor planning book that he gives out. And it's him in a superhero costume.
It.
However, his second choice is his hot pink suit.
He has a hot pink suit,
he's
too?
He's got a hot pink suit as well.
Oh,
he does.
We need to get in touch.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a result of that, he's got this great big following of agents that love and know him, and they know him because of his branding. So you've been a really wise choice doing what you did because you're instantly recognizable, and that's amazing.
I just like to be different.
Yeah.
Like, people would go into Walmart and or go in somewhere and see me. Trust me, if I could wear two different shoes... And
I do wear
have
two
so
shoes.
Many people making fun of me. I would have a pink one and a lime green one.
So I do that.
And I would. And, but the thing about my brain, the reason why I think like that is like, okay, it brings attention to me.
Absolutely.
I'm wearing a real estate shirt with my information.
It's marketing.
On. They're looking at my shoes and looking up at my face, and they're seeing.
And it inspires conversation.
Know, real estate. And
that's
then
it.
As I walk away, they're seeing Epic Realty.
That's
you know,
it.
It's just like.
Well, it goes back to what Dave just asked you. How do you get your leads?
Yeah.
Epic. I'm telling you. So.
Let's talk about it.
So a majority of my leads and the majority of the people that I work with, I mean, it could be family, it could be friends, but a majority of it is
your
referrals.
Sphere. Yeah,
and
that's
I'm
right.
very, very thankful for all my referrals. But Epic is a cloud-based brokerage.
Right.
They've been open for a couple of years.
Okay.
And the CEO, they just decided one day they want something different. They want a brokerage to offer the things brokerages don't offer.
Yeah.
And so it was just a dream of his. I've watched a lot of his videos. And he decided one day to open up Epic with a $50 Amex card. And let's just say, I think we're a little over 1,300 agents now.
That's awesome.
Epic offers buyer leads, seller leads. They offer signage. They come and install, remove, and take away the signs.
That's great.
They offer, there's so much. I mean, free websites. So
free car washes.
Free car washes. We get a sticker on our car. We get free billboards.
That's just smart. That's smart marketing.
Healthcare.
Yeah.
And free prescriptions.
That's
so
great.
There's just a lot, you know, that, and they're not doing it to, you know, brag about themselves.
Yeah.
They're offering these perks to agents because they understand how hard agents work.
That's right.
And honestly, it's just, it feels like a huge family.
Yeah.
Like
great.
They care.
I love
like
that.
There's a huge support team, and if one person can't figure it out, you know, they're CCing somebody else, or they will figure that out.
But sounds like our team.
Like, we also have a mentor. Like, I have my own personal mentor.
Yeah.
That, you know, I learn
sounds
things
like our
every
team,
day,
Dave.
You know?
Sounds like our team. You know, it's so funny how people are like-minded, like-hearted. When you look at people that are doing big things and making big moves, a lot of the times they align and don't even realize it. You know, you talk about the mentors and, you know, helping people with making their brand and helping people with making their business. And that it's directly aligned with a lot of the things that we do within our branch as well.
For
so
sure.
I love that.
Well, Epic also offers, like, stocks. Like, if you sell something, you can, you know, but you can't, like, withdraw them for 3 years, you know, et cetera, which I like that fact.
Absolutely.
They offer revenue share, so if I up an agent under my downline, you know, in different things, I could be their sponsor. You know, there's just so much. It's an incredible brokerage.
Well, you're giving a lot of your secret saying that it's Epic, but I got to tell you right now, we know a lot of it's you, right? And you started by saying, my sphere.
It's the pink suit.
And it's the pink, the power of the pink suit, ladies
honestly,
and gentlemen.
Honestly, it's Dave. I'll be straight up honest. Like, when he messaged me, I was like, scam. I was like,
that's too funny.
This is too good to be true. And he's like, no, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
And so then he calls me one day and I'm like, this free? Like, what?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. No, well, you know, when we see people that are having great success and people that are doing good things in the market, we want to showcase that. Mm-hmm. We think it's super important because, again, we have an audience that's vast. We're across the United States. And you never know when somebody's going to come on the show and resonate to a borrower or another agent. And they go, man, that makes so much sense, man. I gotta work with somebody like that. You know, I need to find that person.
What's crazy is this happened day before yesterday. I'm working with a buyer, and we're starting. She's coming down to look at some properties, and she sends me the pre-approval letter.
Yeah.
Guess whose name it says on there?
Whose name?
You.
David Wynn.
No joke. I messaged my client back, and I'm like, I literally have a podcast with him on Friday. Like, I will get to see him and get to work with him.
I don't know if you believe in God or not, but you know, I do. Everything happens 100%. For a reason. And I say it all the time, what's meant for us is going to be for us, and what's not meant for us is not meant for us.
For sure.
You know, at the end of the day, you said, me calling you. Yes, I stalked you, Hayden. You know why? Because you're a top realtor. Yeah. You know, at the end of the day.
The secret's out.
Yeah. I think I told you that on the phone.
You asked me.
I was like, hashtag. Stalker.
I am a stalker, but you know what? My team is in the top 1% of mortgages across the United States, and I align myself with top.
We stalk the people that
you know. At the end of the day, I have a choice now to work with who I want to work with.
That's right.
And I want to work with like-minded and like-hearted people.
Right. That's it.
You fit in that category. You're someone
if you're not working with somebody that 100% on your side and involved, it's going to be the worst transaction
it is.
You'll probably ever want to be a part of.
I've said it before, time and time again. If we don't want to work with each other, then we shouldn't be partners. We shouldn't align with each other. Because there's someone out there that matches with you. You just got to find that person.
I mean, I hashtag stalked you too. So I know your numbers. I know all the ins and outs.
I love it. Well, you know, as much as we could keep you here all day, Hayden, because I know you love to talk real estate and you're such a great person.
I can do it for hours. My fiance, I'm recently engaged as of last year.
Congratulations. You got to get a plug here. 2020. You got to get a new plug. Let's hear it. Let's go. So you're recently engaged.
Yeah, so I got, I can't believe I'm going to actually say this live, but let me just go ahead and say it.
Let's do it.
So I went out with my my parents to a local, like a bar hub in Granbury.
Okay.
They do concerts and different things. And let's just say, I mean, I had a designated driver.
That's okay. Good.
I didn't drive and drink. I'm against that.
We appreciate that.
But I had a little too much. I'm not like the bad too much.
Yeah.
To the point to where I walked up to this random dude and sat in his lap. Never known this man.
Were you wearing the pink suit?
No, but he looks at me and he's like, hi. And I'm like, hi, do you know me? And he's like, no. And I'm like, I'm up there because I was on the billboard.
Oh, wow.
Up on the stage with my pink suit.
People know me.
And, you know, I go back and I think about this, and I'm just like, ever since that night, we have been just like we're best friends.
That's amazing.
I mean, our love is strong. I mean, I'd be dumb not to say yes to the marriage. I'm very happy, but it's like I tell my mom, because I'm a mama's boy and a nana's boy. And I tell my mom, like, Mom, I just want to tell people we met at the line at Starbucks.
Yeah, right?
Like, it's somewhat embarrassing that I got drunk.
It's awesome.
It's your story.
It's your story.
But it
Everybody
is
has
my
story.
Unique
you gotta own
story.
That. You got to own that story.
And it's just it's a complete blessing.
Well, if he were here today, what would you say? What would you say to him? If he was sitting
Talk to him right there in the camera.
I would say thank you for absolutely everything that he has showed me, provided me.
You gotta tell him.
And I just love you so much.
Awesome.
He literally calls me this morning and he's like, hey, I just want to let you know that it's going to be okay. You're going to do great today. I'm very proud of you. Not that you need any luck or anything. That's what he says.
You're a natural.
But see, he works for AT&T. He's an installer.
Well, how random is that, right?
So it's AT&T like, I, you know, when I buy, like when I have a client buying a house, I'm like, my fiance will hook you up, you know?
That's great. I love that. Well, we'd love to keep you here all day, and we can't. We know you got to get out there and help other people, and that's what you do, and you're so good at it. But is there anything we should have asked you today that we didn't?
No, I think you've basically covered Yeah. Everything. It was an honor to be able to come today.
Honor's all on this side of the table, Hayden. Honor's all on this side of the table.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming, because you've been a delight to get to know. We absolutely love your story. It's an amazing story. You're doing great things for the people out there. You're a two-time winner, right? Number one, baby. Number one right here, right?
Hood County.
And Hood County. So we know you serve Hood County and the surrounding areas, right? When the people out there want to find you, how do they find Hayden?
Well, you can honestly
look for
just
the pink suit.
Google Hayden Hall, and I'm sure you're going to find all kinds of stuff.
Oh, boy.
No, you'll find, like, pink suit, pink suit, pink suit, all the rewards, you know, all that
I
stuff.
I love it.
But Hayden Hall, Epic Realty, 817-964-9952. You can go to Hayden Hall Realtor, RealTor.com. And that is my personal website.
I love it. Well, guys, we'll have that down there in the lower thirds. And if you're not watching this, we'll also have it in the information for the podcast. So make sure you look at the description, because you're going to want to find Hayden. He's an absolutely amazing person, and he really cares about his consumers. And he's going to set you up for success, and that's what it's all about.
So are y'all. So.
Well, thank you.
We like to think that we do. Contact me off this podcast, get pre-approved, and it all works out.
How the tables have turned. Well, on that note, Dave, when the people want to find you, brother, how do they find you?
It's David Nguyen at 214-794-9100. Again, 214-794-9100. My team is live 24-7, 7 days a week.
And I know that because Dave and I work together, and I will tell you right now, whether you're looking for the best realtor out there in the area or an amazing loan experience with one of the best loan officers the market has to offer. These two right here are a dream team made in heaven.
I think I've talked to you like 1 a.m. before.
Possibly.
I think he texted me back, and I'm like, dude, are you not asleep?
We're
like,
dedicated
I
to our service.
I was the only person that works late.
We are dedicated to our service. We are. We absolutely are. Well, Dave, anything you want to say before we wrap up today?
Yeah, if you're looking for real estate, whether it's buying or selling in Hood County or surrounding areas, Granbury, Hood County, I'm looking up Hayden Hall. Not only will you have a fantastic experience, but it sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun and laugh the whole time.
So I love it.
That means a
I
lot.
I love it.
You know?
It does. It does. You want that experience to be meaningful.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Hayden, great having you here today. Audience, great having you here today. And if you want to find Dave or I, you can check us out at realestatesuccesspartner.com. Again, that's realestatesuccesspartner.com. Or you can come over to YouTube or Facebook and find us at the Dubuque team. We truly appreciate the comments and the reviews. And if you want to be on the guest on the show, make a comment or find us. Give us a call. We'd love to catch up with you. So until the next time, we'll see you then.
Bye, guys.